Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, and keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
How you like that?
This
is the way you get done.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
I'll be honest. I may be just a little biased here because I do love Doug Peterson.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm nervous for him because when an owner says we have the best team we've ever had and it's time to win, this is the way you get got in the NFL.
Earlier on the show, host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Bomani Jones, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Coming up, actor Jonathan Davis. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Hey, everybody, we're here on the Roku Sports Channel. And, you know, not to toot our horn a little bit, but we've got the best crew in the business that was absolutely scrambling this morning and trying to come up. I mean, we had like some internet outage or something like that. Yeah. We had no idea what was going on around here. The fact that we made it on the air today is one of those miracle moments. Thanks to the entire crew that would have put this whole thing together today. I aged multiple years waiting for the show to start.
Yeah, you did.
Here we are. We're doing it. We're doing it live, and we're doing it well.
Doing it live.
Just had a very nice chat with Jonathan Davis of Outer Banks, the Netflix hit show, part one of Outer Banks season four. Premieres on October 10th only on Netflix, and obviously you can catch that right here on Roku and the Roku portal. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Just a wild story today. We talked about with Bomani Jones in hour one, and then in hour two with Bruce Feldman, the quarterback at UNLV, tapping out after three games because apparently UNLV didn't pay him what he was supposed to be paid.
Pay that man
I've
his
never
money.
Heard of anything like that. You know, and
pay that man his money.
I mean, come on. I've never heard anything it's like nuts. That. And anybody wants to talk about it, sure, go ahead. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. But take this phone call. Sully in Washington, D.C., you're been hanging on for a while. What's up, Sully?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
From Staten Island originally.
Hey!
My family was a longtime subscriber of the Advance.
Oh!
I was probably too young to read some of your articles, though.
Well, if you're really from Staten Island, you'd call it the Advance, Sully. Then you put the accent on the wrong syllable.
The Sunday Advance.
The Sunday Advance. So you know, you're laughing. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The Staten Island Advance is what we would call it in Staten Island. By the way, when it was anybody out here in the studio, if you don't mind, hold on a second, Sully. Anybody else, when I said Sully's on the phone, you're waiting for the gravelly voice of that pilot who saved the day? Like, we thought for a split second it could have been that Sully?
We all have a friend named Sully, so I was hoping it was him.
I'm
Sully's in the back right now.
I'm sorry, our Sully. The Sully on the phone right now. You don't get that a lot, do you? Or people think you're that Sully?
I will say I am a pilot in the Army, and I do get that a lot.
Okay.
Sully.
All right, well, let's land this phone call safely. What do you have on your mind, Sully? What's going on?
I have a bone to pick about your constant Saquon criticism for the Giants. Like, Saquon was, it's like buying a Maserati when you can't afford your rent. Yeah, you have a nice car, but where are you going to take it, you know?
You know what?
He's like the girlfriend that you had. Now he left you. He's moved on. And you just stalk his Instagram and wish him a happy birthday once in a while.
But by the way, great analogy, Sully. I mean, you paint vivid word pictures. We appreciate anybody who can come on and paint vivid word pictures with analogies that everybody finds relatable and can understand. I appreciate that. But it's the same way that we heard Jerry Jones saying we couldn't afford Derrick Henry. You can always afford somebody with the salary cap.
He's never going to put us over the top. He's someone who can raise your ceiling. He's not going to raise our floor necessarily.
Guess what?
We weren't one Saquon away from the Super Bowl. It's not like we're the Cowboys or we're the Ravens who needed a dynamic running back. We have so many other problems to fix. It was just very low.
Sully, thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate a call back. I'm sorry. Anybody calling me can give me the analogies of, you know, what do you say? Don't buy a Maserati when you can't afford the rent.
Yeah.
You know, okay, fine. I just find that I will not look at Saquon Barkley and say he was a luxury that the Giants just couldn't afford. I'm sorry. You know, and again, I understand when the Jets were winning with Jamal Adams and they sent him packing to the Seahawks. You know, for two number ones, because they're like, we're not building around a safety, and you don't build around a running back, right? I guess when you don't have enough other players around you. But you gave all that money to the quarterback, and to make sure that the quarterback works, you're going to let the best offensive player go because what? You need to raise it down to the ground and start again around that quarterback? When he only has one more year left on his deal? The line from Arrested Development. That great hit show that where I'm watching again, because Xander has been watching it nonstop right now. You know, thank goodness. When he was just binge watching the Kardashians, I'm like, what are you doing? And he's walking in, he's binge watching the Arrested Development show, and I'm like, okay, I'll sit down with you.
What are you doing?
Honestly. But the reason why I'm bringing that up, it's that line from the dad always would say, there's always money in the banana stand. I don't want to spoil the line on how it plays out in Arrested Development. But I bring it up, I said, there's in the salary cap world, there's always money in the banana stand.
Yeah.
It's just, it's how you decide to divvy up the banana stand, or we are not going to sign contracts that put this on the credit card because that's not the way we do things around here. Come on. Especially when you know, the owner knows it. We all knew it. There's a bright flashing light from Philadelphia saying, we'll take him. You're going to let him walk. And then what? Then you're like, yeah, well, we couldn't afford it. Like, so then with Saquon gone and the team being rebuilt in the manner in which it's going to be rebuilt, you're going to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years, right? Because that's the window of Saquon Barkley's excellence that he has remaining before the dreaded 30 hits, right? So you're going to win. So you're going to let him walk, and then you'll show us how he was the one
holding you back
to the point where the face of the team, the Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate for your team, is suddenly viewed as a luxury you can't afford. I'm sorry, just not buying it. And I'm hoping, you know, to be proven incorrect for all of my Giants fans, friends, that Devin Singletary will be good enough and other running backs that they might be able to pick up or draft in other later rounds will be good enough. And the quarterback that could have been redeemed easier or faster with Saquon being there, like the one team that boat raced the team that came in and beat them in week one with Sam Darnold. And again, this is not like the quarterback conversation that we're constantly having, Christopher and TJ and everybody else. It's not like that, like, why are you paying this guy when he hasn't proven it yet? Make him prove it. Yep. It's a difference between paying somebody $55 million a year and whatever Saquon and the Giants were haggling about.
Which we saw in Hard Knocks. It ended up to be $1 million extra dollars. It was right there. John Mara didn't want him to leave.
Saquon has the Philadelphia Eagles almost 3-0. If he caught that ball, and again, I feel bad saying this over and over again because that was just the one play that crystallized.
He was the awesome Eagles. In that game.
He was spectacular, and it's so uncharacteristic of him to drop the ball.
Right.
If the Eagles had done 50 other things in the game, so it didn't have to come to that play.
Sure.
Right? They could be 3-0. And the reason why they won two games, he scored three times against the Packers in Brazil, and when it was all looking terrible because the Saints had more points because the Eagles turned down multiple field goal opportunities to take the lead, and everybody's wondering what the hell's going on with this team and its decision-making, he rips one off 60-plus. And even then, they coughed up the lead again and needed Dallas Goedert to save the bacon. All that said, he is a game-changing talent.
Great save.
He is a game-changing talent for Philadelphia right now. Meanwhile, CeeDee Lamb's apologizing for his body language.
What? Uh-oh.
You see that?
It was terrible. It was awful, that whole game.
Were you thinking that when you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'm thinking, right? Like, I love CeeDee. If you're a Cowboys fan, you love CeeDee. But you came to camp late. There, literally, you and Dak had a week to work on your chemistry, on your timing, your routes.
Well, it's not his fault why he came to camp late. You wanted him holding in?
And that would have been preferable, I think, right? But now you're going out there. You're the high-paid, second-highest-paid wide receiver. You're the star of the team, one of the stars. You're the one who dropped balls. You're the one who fumbled. And, like, you're sitting there looking. I mean, the body language was off. It was terrible. And I had to put it on him. You know, like, it just wasn't a
good look. Fight through it.
You have to.
This is what he had to say when the subject matter came up this week.
Honestly, I got to be truthful to myself. And I played a part in that loss. A big part, honestly. And, nor did my body language nor attitude approaching the situation help the situation or the outcome of the game. Yeah, I kind of let the game get to my head a little bit. Can't blame nobody. You got to start with the man in the mirror. And I'm a huge believer in that. And watching that game kind of pissed me off. But hey, I did that. You know what I'm saying? I can't get mad at nobody else. So with that being said, I've learned.
What a conversation to be had after just three weeks.
Wow.
Body language. Listen, I understand. I get it.
That's how receivers are, though, right? Most of them act that way to get that way, like you said earlier in the show. But, you know, you got to expect a little bit more about from him. And I don't think, hopefully, that's the last time we'll see that going forward.
I don't think so, pal.
You're probably right, okay, but still.
Kevontae Turpin, Jalen Brooks, Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert, Jake Ferguson, Luke Schoonmaker. Rico Dowdle, Zeke Elliott, somebody step up and make some plays. Dak is going to have to find them and make them. Because what the Giants are doing right now in a short week, certainly when game plans need to be simplified, 88 is not beating us. Let everyone else beat us. And let everyone loose on four. And let our guy, Devin Singletary, who I saw one of those next-gen stats, third in the league and forcing missed tackles, I guess. I don't know how you can figure out what that is, but juking people. And
I guess that's...
He's good at it, and everybody's staring at him as like an RB1 fantasy play this week. And that would be a great way to just bringing out all of our segment conversations together. That would be a great way to say we don't need Saquon here. As a matter of fact, one of the ways we afforded Brian Burns, all the other methods of trying to get better, In the same way, if I'm Dallas, I'm Mike Zimmer, I'm like, I'm circling the kid. He ain't beating us.
You better.
And let's see who else can. But I do get the body language stuff. He's frustrated. Because here it is happening again. This is a third straight game where this game was over by halftime. They did make a nice little run. Otherwise, you'd have heard the cackling from Stephen A's selfie video a lot sooner than you did before he posted it on Sunday. So Cooper loves that, by the way. He loves the Stephen A videos, man.
You know who doesn't love him?
You.
Yeah.
No, who really, really loves him?
Me. Yeah, I know. But I understand the body language stuff. Like, you know, you got to be a leader. You got to avoid that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like say when you come to work and suddenly the cameras aren't working for some reason.
Yes.
You know, and
well, that's just how some of
it looks to me, and like see how I'm handling it.
Some of us,
you know, like do I?
Some of us stay calm under pressure. Some of us kind of float a little bit.
I write the book.
They can't handle it. You know?
You're right. You're looking at me like, how am I handling it?
You know, Chapter 13, you know how rich we are.
By the way, if you notice, I'm not crowdsourcing how I handled it.
You know it's always going to work out in the end. That's my take.
I'm kind of proud of myself.
You were good today, Rich.
I've got a great team. Just depended on the great team, and here we are.
Here we are.
During COVID, it was a little different.
So
yeah, that was just it was the Mike Del Tuzo.
Had I handled it any worse, I would have demanded a $34 million a year contract.
I want my money I didn't get.
Because that's the way it works, right? That's the way it works. Is that if you have bad body language, that's what you deserve, right?
Like,
hey, 88 better get used to days like that. It's like going to be tough getting open, and you could be as talented as you are.
Well, I feel a lot of it was
you could be as talented
timing.
As you are.
I think that's what it was. Timing issues. Those guys just weren't in rhythm.
Oh. Well, here's the thing. If you do that, and Bill Belichick's head coach, you get benched.
So. I don't think Bill would even bench CD, though.
Bill comes from the world of treating the certain players differently.
Yeah.
He comes from the Parcells trait. That's my favorite story, man.
You also get chewed out.
That's my favorite story. When Lawrence Taylor came on the set of the NFL 100 show, that Bill told that story of how he would hold meetings and Lawrence was late. And he went to Parcells to basically let him know what's going on. Lawrence Taylor started the meeting. He was late, coach. And Parcells told him, why'd you start the meeting without him? Sometimes you got to treat others differently. Bill knows that.
Well,
Bill knows that.
Ain't the 80s anymore.
Is that right? I didn't notice that.
Last time I checked.
Oh, I noticed that because our next guest, before he comes out here, when I just met him, made me feel very old. Handsome young man, to say the least. Because apparently, no ugly people are allowed on Outer Banks.
Of course not.
I'll do my best. It's going to be a tough two-shot for the kid coming
up next.
Tough
two-shot for the kid.
It's all right. I'm used to it. Jonathan Davis coming out next from Outer Banks on Netflix right here on Roku when we come back. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier and others do not. Like having that conversation about money and keeping track of it and making sure they understand that money just doesn't grow on trees and don't take it for granted. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then they can also learn about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. My family uses it for my oldest son. You should do it too. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/rich to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/rich. Hey, everybody. You know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Netflix's Outer Banks season 4, part 1 of it, premieres on October 10th only on Netflix. And one of the stars of that highly popular show, Jonathan Davis, is here on the program. The clip that we just saw, our radio audience just rejoined us in the middle of at the very end of the clip. You directed that commercial,
yeah,
for the surf shop.
Mm-hmm. Right now? I wrote and directed that. Just kind of talked to the director about it, thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
And he was like, you should write it and pitch it to Netflix. And I was like, okay. So I wrote that one and like two more. And they were like, well, sure, we'll do it. And they let me direct it. I was like, okay.
And so that's the stuff that will be digitally put out there to help promote season 4, part 1. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it was just pretty much.
That's a neat way of going about promoting the show, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty cool.
I was like, I feel like, you know, we as a group like to do interesting things, and the cast was down for it. So I was like, I went to each of them individually and was like, hey, I want to do this. Like, it'll take your Sunday. I'm sorry. But
right.
And this is like in the middle of us filming the season. And they were all game and like happy to do it. So turned out well. Like, you know, they just kind of improv and go off and do whatever they want anyway.
So how'd you get hooked up with Outer Banks from Jump? How did you get hooked up with it?
Just like auditioned for it.
You did?
Out in L.A. Yeah. I was out here just like going to acting classes, auditioning, you know, grinding it up. And
did you always want to be an actor? Is that one of those things?
Yeah, since I was like 8. I think that was, you know, I always like knew I loved movies.
Yeah.
Like going to the movies was kind of like a big thing because I came from a small town in Texas, so it's not really much to do. It's football and movies. So I went to go see movies with my dad, and I was like, I got to be a part of this somehow. And started doing theater and finding like I loved it. I loved doing it. I was really involved with the craft, and then just kept at it. Moved to LA at like 17.
17.
Yeah, I was 17. I moved out here. Just like going from place to place, like
right,
couches, artist grind or whatever. And then 2018, I book Outer Banks, and like,
so you booked it at age 18?
Yes.
Okay.
I was 19 when we shot the first season.
And you're a grown ass man of 24 right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been,
who's sitting here on the
5 years has been insane.
It has been. I mean, what do you attribute the popularity, the success of this show?
I think it has a lot to do with like when it came out, like mm-hmm. during COVID, you know, everybody was inside and it was a show about like being outside and like having friends. And honestly,
interesting.
Like the group, like the friend group on the show, like we're kind of like that in real life anyway. Like we're just like really cool with each other.
We text chains and stuff like that.
Everything you can imagine. So I think like a lot of people kind of resonated with that. And, you know, it just kept going from there. And obviously like the show was good and like, you know, the plots are insane, and you know, a lot of young people really relate to like what the characters go through.
How are you handling fame?
I mean, it's a weird thing.
What's the weirdest place somebody's come up to you?
The weirdest place. Ugh. I had somebody come up to me and said he played for the 80s Celtics and was like, I'm a huge fan of you specifically. What game was that at? I don't even remember. I was at, a Lakers game or something. Okay. I was at. And he was like, I'm a huge fan. And I was like, I didn't know people watched the show that were that old.
Okay, first of all, let's push back.
It's not an ages thing. No, I was just very surprised the first time it happened.
So he said he played for the 80s Celtics.
Yeah.
Now we have to pull up the roster of the 80s Celtics.
I don't know if it was the 80s, but it was that era.
Around that era of Celtics?
Yes.
Tiny Archibald, Larry Bird.
If it was that, I would have known. I'd have been like, oh, snap, it's Kevin McHale.
No, like ML Carr, Chris Ford.
Yeah, let's go through. Honestly, yeah. I bet he's watching, and we could definitely get him to come out and say something.
Cornbread, if they were playing the
Celtics,
he
tall?
He does the radio.
Oh, yeah. This guy played for the Celtics for sure.
So it checked out.
It checked out.
Just on
the
eye test.
Yeah, I was like, nah, he looks like a ball player.
Was it Chief? Was it Robert Parrish? I bet you it was Chief.
He was Caucasian.
That helps us.
Well, not with Boston.
It helps us.
Well, yeah, it's the 70s, 80s.
It actually widens the net, Chris.
Yeah. 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 If Utah or Boston, then we're in trouble. We're not going to be able to figure out
who Danny Ainge.
Is it Danny Ainge?
No, it wasn't Danny Ainge.
Okay, know that.
I'm telling you, I would have known if it was.
Give me the name of a Caucasian Celtic.
Gary Seastick.
Which annoyed the hell out of everybody because he was should never have been as good as he was because he was a Celtic. You know what I mean? Like, who would that person be?
Seastick.
But he said this.
I played. He said I played for the Celtics, and I was like,
tall.
Oh snap!
How tall are we talking? Okay.
Okay. I remember this. Pop, my dad was there.
Do you remember his name?
No, but if we would know those names you name, we would know.
Okay,
yeah,
keep going.
I don't know if it was like Danny Ainge.
Keep going, right. Keep going. Okay.
Going through everybody?
We could go through
everybody. We're going to figure out who this was.
We have 33 minutes left in the show. We do not have enough time to name all the white Celtics.
Show me the pictures, and let me just scroll through.
We do not have enough time.
We would run out of time. That's pretty cool, though.
That is cool.
What's your team?
Basketball. So I'm one of those weird sports fans. So I'm Houston Rockets fan.
Okay.
Houston Astros fan. Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's fine.
I understand that.
It is fine.
And who else?
And Tennessee Titans football fan.
Now is that because the Oilers went to Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my dad's from Houston.
Okay.
But I was born in Nashville, right?
Sure.
He went to TSU. That's where he met my mom. I was born in Nash. And they relocated around the same time he went to college in Nashville. So he was a Titans fan since then. And, you know, they had the years with, like, Eddie George and, you know, the year they went to the Bowl.
Is that you and your folks, right?
Yeah, that's me and my folks at the Titans game right there.
Which, this year? The other day?
No, that was last year. That was the Atlanta Titans game last year.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's me and Dr. Doom.
Okay.
And Amy
Dr.
Adams.
Doom. Yeah, Amy Adams, the owner of the team. Oh, yeah, so you went straight up the flow chart here.
We literally text each other all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah. Me and Amy text each other. Like I haven't met an owner who is so she knows her football. Like, we literally sit there I don't know. I don't know why I didn't, but everybody's I'm there in the suite with her, and everybody's kind of talking and smoothing. And we're over here watching the game like this right here. Like, she's so intense.
Let me tell you something. Watching NFL games with ownership is not fun. Because if the game goes in the wrong way, you're like wondering, you know, can I just grab one of those cheese cubes and run out of here?
Do I
get just one more tender in me before I get the hell out of this suite? You know, it's not great.
That was the D-Hop hat trick game.
Okay.
D-Hop scored 3 touchdowns, so we're over here high-fiving each other. And
that's when you want to watch with ownership.
I felt good there. I was like,
that's when there's another Tito's on the rocks, you know, before you get out of there.
One more, please. Feeling good.
Oh, but do you have enough, I guess, a comfortable relationship with her where you can text, why are we giving up Derrick Henry? Henry, or we don't go there?
Shoot, I text her.
We separate church and state.
I try not to insert myself into too many of those conversations because I don't want something to go wrong. And then she's like, "Well, you said." But like, it definitely, if like we're making moves, I'll be like, "Oh, that was a good move." Or like when we drafted Tavondre Sweat, right? So like, I have my best friend in high school since I've known since the fifth grade, right? His name's Joseph Asai. He played for UT.
Sure.
I don't know if you know who that is, but we played football together, like against each other. So I would go to UT all the time, and that's how I met Bijan, and that's how I met Tavondre, and Keandre Coburn too, who's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
And like once they started getting all like, both T Sweat and Keandre both play for Tennessee now. So as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, y'all got like dogs. Like those dudes are like for real. Like I know Keandre, he's for real. I mean, I know Keandre, he's for real.
Yes.
And T Sweat is the biggest man I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, Asai's on the Bengals right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's been playing for a little bit for the Bengals. Like he actually, shout out to Joseph. I don't know if he's watching this, but he just helped me with an audition the other day.
How so?
Well, he's from Nigeria and the character is Nigerian. So I was like, can you just help read this with me to kind of get me into this like flow? And he's honestly like, he's pretty decent. Him and Bijan, they could do a little film together.
All right, now let's talk Bijan here a little bit. Yeah. So you're tight with him?
Yes.
And you met him how? How did you meet him?
Through Joseph. Like I would go to these UT games with them and we would literally just hang out all the time.
Good people.
Yeah.
Great.
Amazing person.
Right?
Yeah.
There you guys are.
Yeah. Again, after that Atlanta game, he didn't want to take that picture, but he's smiling through it.
Because, was that the game where he had a migraine or something like that? Was that what that one
is that
was?
That's what he would say. He'd probably tell you he had a migraine, but all I know is Tennessee
won. One play, right?
Is that one? Yeah. I don't know what happened. Because there was a lot of talk of last year about him not getting the ball enough on the goal line and stuff like that.
Something like that.
I don't want to get you involved in anything here.
Well, we talked about it, but he's...
Do you have him in fantasy?
I did. So that year I had him.
So you ever text him like saying, what gives? Let's get
every day.
Now that you feel comfortable sending a text about.
That's like my little brother. But he's like, yo, brother, like you got to get Drake London. He's going to be an absolute baller this year.
Well, by the way, that'd have been a nice heads up. It's too bad we didn't have you on last month.
Because, I would have told you. He's been going crazy.
Yes, he has.
I remember he told me he's like, wait till he gets like somebody like who's gonna like really get him the ball. Like he's a baller. And like Drake, because like I didn't know how big Drake London was.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
He's a big guy.
Well, because he's standing next to Kyle Pitts too much.
Then yeah.
Everybody looks small next to him.
I hate taking pictures with these guys because I'm like literally in between all these like massive dudes, and I'm like I'm 6 foot and some change.
Yeah.
On a good day.
You're not a small man.
Not a small man.
Understood.
But man, like those pictures, I have pictures of us at like UT, and like goodness gracious, I just don't post them.
Now, were you trying to FaceTime Bijan in our green room?
Were you
trying to do that?
Yeah.
Do you want to try one more time here?
Let's see if he answers.
Oh, now you like the FaceTime game.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means whenever I say, let's FaceTime so-and-so, you shut it down.
Yeah, because I don't have anybody nearly as interesting as Bijan Robinson.
He's definitely at practice.
Is that what he is? Okay.
I don't know what he's doing. He's definitely doing something. We'll try him.
Let's see what he's
doing. We'll try him right now.
We're trying to FaceTime Bijan Robinson live on the Rich Eisen Show.
Bijan's going
to
text me later like, sorry, brother. I was in a meeting.
He's got a deep voice. You keep going down an octave when you do Bijan.
He has a very specific speech.
Well, he's very businesslike.
Yeah.
The Falcons are taking on New Orleans. He's got to be.
He's locked in this week. That's going to be a big game. Had a good, great game last week.
I think we should keep talking about his dedication to his craft and professionalism as to why he's not answering. Not that he's not really
not
good
that he's
friends.
Just not, like, yeah.
not that, not that
no,
you're
not
trying
that
to
he's sh- not. He's going to call me later. I promise you. I was on the Rich Eisen Show. You left me.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right. Now we're all thinking, are you really friends with
him? Am I really friends?
Because otherwise, he'd be going. He'd be like, hold on a second, Kirk. Whatever, you can hang on a second. Whatever you're saying,
Coach. I can't really.
FaceTime.
My good friend. You ever seen Outer Banks? This guy's FaceTiming me right now.
You're a very famous man. It's an old Celtic who once upon a time came up.
Okay,
to
so it might be Greg Kite.
Oh,
okay. That's what Chris and I came
was he
to.
Very tall?
Was he very tall?
Let me see a picture. Get a picture.
Greg Kite, very tall,
was
mustache.
Hold on a minute.
Were the Lakers playing the Mavericks?
Yeah, who were they playing when you saw them? Do you remember?
Man.
Because the Mavericks head coach is Rick
It wasn't
Rick
the Mavs,
because
I would remember Luka.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
I'm calling up an image
Rick
of Greg
Carlisle
Kite.
Rick Carlisle used to play for the Celtics, and he's the Mavericks
that could have been him.
Is this him?
It very much so could have been him.
Was it him?
I don't know. Oh, man.
Was this the man?
Is that him?
Man.
Yeah, that was him.
Is it him?
Yeah, I think so.
Confirmed.
Yes.
Good
guy. Good guy. Good guy. He's Outer Banks fan.
Snuffed him out.
Me and Brockman are talking to each other like, I think it's Greg Kite.
Yeah, they're Greg all back Greg here. Kite. I'm going to say all this. They're like, okay, we're still looking for this guy.
We're not going to give up.
Everybody says it's only young people who watch. Outer Banks.
It's for everybody. It's
for everybody.
It's like goodies.
It's for white Celtics who are way better than they really are. Pissing me off as a New Yorker.
Greg Kite, also from Houston.
Oh, okay.
Not from Houston, but I rap a lot.
This is great.
He's about to drop. Oh.
2.5 point per game average.
So Craig Mack for y'all.
He was out there.
Is it true that
he's taking all those fouls from
I'm just going to come walk through the front door here. Is it true ugly people are not allowed to be on Outer Banks? Is that true?
That is absolutely not true.
It's not true?
But nobody on Outer Banks is ugly. So like even you put on the me inside, in a, you put me in a weird predicament.
Even on the inside, right? Even on the inside.
Yeah, no. Definitely if you're ugly on the inside, You can't. We like.
I'm still looking. You know, it's like the treasure. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm looking for somebody who is unsightly. I can't. they're in the real Outer Banks.
We're the trolls.
So we're the Outer Banks people.
Where are those people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ugly people be quiet.
Yeah, maybe that's why Greg Kite's watching. I can't believe, by the way, we're almost 10 years old on this program.
We've
never had Greg Kite mentioned here. No. And I
that's
never
the first,
thought.
That's the first Greg Kite.
Is that,
name
is that the man?
I mean, like,
is
man.
Is that the man?
That looks like a guy who watches Outer Banks.
That is a guy who definitely didn't know that streaming services were in the future.
I don't know. Maybe his grandkids came up and were like, you gotta watch this show.
I don't know.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
It's usually like through a niece or nephew somebody tells me. Like Kevin Hart, like, tell me he watched the show and like his kids. Like I don't know if it was the same Lakers game, but I remember I was like walking, getting a drink somewhere backstage, and all I see is Kevin go. I'm like,
who are you talking to?
Like Tiger's over here. I don't know. And he's like, no, come here.
To you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, snap. Like, Kevin, like, what's up, man? He one of the nicest dudes. He talked to my family on FaceTime for like 10 minutes. I'm like, he did not have to do that.
Right.
But, you know, like, his kids were there. Took a picture with the kids. Like, you know, just like, it was really like, it's just been like such a like culture switch for me. Like, I haven't been in Hollywood. Like, it was my first, like, I'm getting used to Hollywood still.
Yeah.
Like, just,
well,
it's been
that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that you got a picture with Kevin Hart, not just because you're a fan of Kevin Hart.
Greg Kite.
I was about to say, you know, next to Kevin Hart, you look like Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm drinking. Yeah. You see those pictures he takes where he like has all his basketball friends and they cut him off with the midriff?
At the hip.
Yeah.
I saw that on his Instagram the other day.
Well, that's hilarious.
Kevin Durant and Shaq, right? Because I was trying to figure out who they were.
You're trying to guess out who those
were? I was trying to guess who the players were.
Yeah, he doesn't tag them or anything.
No.
He just lets them sit.
That's what happens when you're Kevin Hart. All right, so what do you want to tell folks of fans, Greg Kites of the world and everybody else of Outer Banks about what to expect of this upcoming season?
You know, if you've played for any 1980s basketball team, if you're on the Seattle Sonics or something,
that's right.
It's for everybody. Please
shout
watch.
Shout out to Detlef Shrimp.
Shout out to Detlef. This season's like it's amazing. It was crazy filming. It took a year. We went to crazy locations. It was in Morocco for over a month filming this season.
How cool is that?
It was amazing. It was crazy.
And is that again? I don't want to give anything away because crazy things happen on this program. That doubles for North Carolina? Or?
No, that's Morocco.
Okay. All right.
That will be Morocco.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just excited for this year, and I hope everybody likes the season.
And are we already talking about season 5 here or what?
I mean, I don't know. I can't say. Like, just if you watch this season, who knows?
Okay. Well, I want to give too many spoiler alerts away, but I'd love to leave some breadcrumbs for some of the fans out there.
Yeah.
So. They don't get you any trouble. You
know? No, I mean that commercial is like a pretty good breadcrumb. They at the end of last season, they come into a lot of the treasure that they have found, and they, as young kids do, find a way to spend it all. they kind of start from where they are, and they've like they got to dig themselves out of more holes. Like these kids are never like they're always gonna like find trouble. So
sort of like Will Levis,
you know. You know, it's 3 games into the season. It's 3 games into the season.
You're like, it's just 4 seasons into the series.
Look, it's 3 games into the season. The defense looks amazing.
We had Jeffrey Simmons in that chair just a couple months ago, and I loved him, man.
Don't tell me that. Big Jeff story. Is one of the, that's my idol.
He was awesome.
He's an awesome player.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that he was here, and you know, I listen. I love the coaching staff. I love what the,
big regime like.
There are some players there. Just let's hold on to the football a little bit here and see if we can.
Learning, it's just learning, growing pains. And I think it's like a season. Like it's the first season with the new team. Bill's back there. You got Bill Callahan back. That's that stuff's not going for long.
Right.
It's like it. You got to go through the hard stuff to get to the other side. And it could be worse. We could be the Giants, So it's like
I like the spike. You know, it could be,
we could be Daniel Jones in a round. But it's all good. It's all good.
By the way,
we make him a verb.
I just love your moxie, man. I mean, we've just met. For you to root for the quarterback who is turning it over at an alarming rate and slagging on another team's quarterback for doing the same thing is really an impressive trick.
Sir. I mean, the good news is we're like in the conference with the Jags right now. Like, like that thing's wide open till it's not. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I watched that team like in 2019 go from like what's happening to, oh, we could win the Super Bowl. Like, so it's like, I think the thing that people forget about the Titans is like, they're like one of the original Oilers, like one of the OG teams of the NFL. Like, mm-hmm. So it's because I think when you switch franchises, things get so like muddled and you got a new Houston,
I thought I'll still stand by it. There's 14 games left in the season. I had them as my sleeper team in the AFC because of the moves that they made, the changes that they made.
Yeah.
They have one of the best wide receiver rooms in the NFL. You cannot deny that.
You can't deny.
Right. And you got Snead, at the Prez back there. Hopefully you can get healthy and start spinning, running around.
Yeah,
and we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, we'll check out part one of season four of Outer Banks that premieres on October 10th, only on Netflix. You're local. Come on back anytime. Let's
Thanks
talk
so
about
much. It was amazing.
That's Glad a lot of fun. Here. You got
I'll,
it.
I'll see if more Celtics players watch the show next time.
Let's just keep adding it.
90 Celtics. Like, what's Dino Raja up to?
Right. Yeah. If you could only find more white Celtics. I don't know where you're finding it. I don't know. At Jonathan Davis with two S's official on Instagram. Be one of the gajillions who follow him. Check out Outer Banks again on Netflix right here on The Greg Kite Show. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness. Your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. We have a game that we play here called Start, Bench, Cut.
Okay.
Sort of like the You Know What, Marry, Kill
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Okay, where you we give
keep
you,
it clean.
We try. Yeah, goodness. Well, start, bench. Well, we make the, goodness of the rich. Of that, you know, the marry part is the bench part.
Okay.
Okay, so we give you three. Here we go.
Start.
Start now.
Bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get up!
All right, start, bench, cut here with Kevin Hart. Here are your three choices. Okay. To play basketball, have as a teammate.
Okay.
The Rock, Cube, or Will Ferrell. You have to start one of them.
All right. Well, I'm going to start.
Bench one, or you've been in movies with all of these guys.
Yeah, I have. I'm going to start Will Ferrell.
You start Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
Jackie Moon gets to start.
Jackie Moon gets to start. Okay. Just because I know that he's got the passion behind the game.
Okay.
His spirit is always high. I'm going to cut The Rock. I'm going to cut him.
He's out. Out?
Wow. He's out.
Why?
His attitude. His attitude. His attitude. I don't like his attitude.
And you're going to bench Cube? You're going to bring Cube off the bench?
I'm going to bring Cube off the bench. I'm bringing Cube off the bench because Cube is too cool to play the whole game. So there's going to be moments where Cube look at his sneaks and be like, I just realized I'm messing these up. And I'm like, you're right, Cube. You okay. Sit out for a second and get your new pair of sneaks. You got to keep him calm, you know? You don't want him giving you, you like just getting upset. So I got to make sure that tomorrow's going to be
he'll
a good
have
day.
Sunglasses on. It's too dark.
Yeah, it's going to be real cool.
Yeah.
And plus, it's a smart move here with Will's the tallest of them all. Nice inside-out game with you.
Yeah, me and Will are going to dominate. I got to start Will. But the Rock's out of here. He's cut. Bye.
Fun stuff on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show for all of your Rich Eisen Show viewing needs from back in the day. And, of course, every single day we put many of our clips up there. Appreciate everybody following back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I always feel bad when guests who enjoy their time here and they're chatting
they're
with you guys
yeah,
and then we come back on the air and they run out of here. Makes it seem like I don't want them around
yeah, we're
here.
Like kicking them out.
You know,
no,
and then there are some
the show. That's
right?
Amazing.
Remember, and then there was one we did a post tape of a show. And that was when Carl Anthony Towns was hanging out here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he's just like, Carl, like, we loved you, man. I got to go back to work.
It makes you feel good, man.
It does.
And like, Jonathan and his dad had watched the show. They were talking about the stuff we had in the set and stuff. So that's really cool. That people
his
really
dad
pay
was
attention.
Like, I feel like I know you. I'm talking to you like I know you. I'm like,
lots of fun.
It's all good.
Lots
man.
Of fun.
That's amazing.
Make
man.
Sure you get Game Time tickets on a phone near you right now and start buying tickets to anything. If you're watching all of these football games or say, I want to go. The Liberty advanced in the W playoffs. You might be watching the playoffs there and say, I want to go. I want to go to a concert. I want to go to a movie. I'm in a theater show. You want to see a live performance. This is the way to do it because you get all-in pricing. So you see the entire total of your ticket up front. You get to see views from your seat. You get a lowest price guarantee or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry as well. That's how the guesswork is totally out of buying tickets when you use Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Modi in Detroit's been hanging on for over an hour. What's up, Modi?
Hello. How is everyone doing?
We're well. Good. You?
What's
hello.
Up, Modi? What's up, Modi?
I'm doing great. Back to the States. Doing great. I'm enjoying watching the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
I got a question for you, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And it's related to young quarterbacks who are drafted in the first round.
Okay.
And we have so many expectations of them usually. It's kind of like one of the top students at MIT going to one of the biggest companies and whatnot.
Yep.
It seems to me like the biggest factor in their success and failure is where they land and how their what the expectations are set for them. Don't you think it's better for the game if teams just have them sit behind veterans for a long time, a year or two, just like Jordan Love.
I hear you, Modi, and I understand where you're going with this, and thank you for the call, because that kind of leads us into Caleb Williams. I mean, there's no way the Bears are going to make the move that they made by sending Justin Fields packing to trade up to get number one, you know, to knowing that they're drafting number one overall, and they're not keeping Justin Fields. They're going to pick Caleb Williams, and they're going to start him. They have to. You know what I mean? Like, they have to. You're Jaden Daniels, and you know, it's tough to say, boy, he should have sat behind Jeff Driskel after Marcus Mariota got hurt because he needs to have seasoning when he can come out of the box looking like that. It depends on what makes the heart tick and your physical ability, your neck up ability, your... And who's drafting you? Normally, it's somebody that doesn't have much in the cupboard, like Carolina. Very rarely is it like, say, the Ravens, who were able to draft Lamar. Lamar Jackson got drafted by a team that chose him last in the first round. So, Caleb Williams had this to say when he met with the media in advance of his first home game since his only win of the season.
I was talking to Shane this morning. I mean, and like y'all. Like I just said before, communication-wise, just talking to him this morning, it's like, I got to throw the ball 50 times, I got to throw the ball 50 times, but if we're in a flow and we're running the ball, we're getting 4 yards a pop on the play and things like that, you know, let's keep handing the ball off to our running backs and let them be special. So like I said, you know, whatever, like I said on, you know, Sunday after the game, whatever it takes to win the game is what I'm going to do and what I'm happy to do.
It makes sense. I'm glad he's, I don't know much you can glean from that, but Jaden Daniels had 91% accuracy. He only threw it 23 times.
Right.
He only had to.
Right.
So take 30 throws off, and Caleb Williams can perform well. I can't believe that we're sitting here thinking he could potentially be a bust. Marshall Faulk was on, or anybody's thinking that. Marshall Faulk was on What the Football with Susie and Amy, and, you know, he was Peyton Manning's first running back. So he had a front row seat to a number one overall drafted quarterback adjusting. And this is what he had to say about Caleb.
What about Caleb Williams? What are you seeing in him? And are there comparisons to what you saw with Peyton Manning's first year in Indy?
It's the struggles that he's going to have. You know, when you're confident in your talent, as he is, as Peyton was, you're going to challenge the narrative. You know, he's trying to see how good he is. And if he can deal with the backlash in Chicago, and listen, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of experts who know a lot of football in Chicago that sit and watch games that knew exactly what they should do with him, but they've never played a down. And those people, if you can drown out that noise, learn from what you're going to go through this year and take that and get better and come back a better player next year. But if he can withstand all the criticism that he's going to take, all the bumps and bruises, and he doesn't get hurt and he plays all 17 games this year, he's going to be, he has it. Like I'm telling you, the kid, he has it.
Well, he also has to withstand, and you just mentioned, not getting hurt. Not only does he have to withstand the criticism, he's got to withstand how many times he's getting hit. They have got to find a way to better protect him. You made him your first pick. He's your future. You believe he's your future. Find a way to protect that player.
Yeah, and listen, hey, Chicago Bears fans, Justin Fields wasn't that bad.
What do you make of Justin Fields right now?
Here's what I'm going to say, Suze. Good coaching is hard to find.
Marshall only saying it as he's saying it. Like, hey, Justin Fields wasn't that bad, meaning the offensive line up front is pretty much the same one that Fields had that's currently doing its best to protect Caleb Williams. Just as a fresh reminder, Peyton Manning, all you kids enjoying his work on the Manning cast and everything like that.
Peyton Manning or Peyton?
Yeah, which
Manning?
One is it?
Peyton. Specific. This has nothing to do with his painting ability.
Everything.
Peyton Manning, when Marshall Faulk was standing next to him as the running back of the Colts, went 3-13 in his first season with 28 interceptions. Can you imagine if Caleb Williams did that?
I can imagine if social media was
He's
around
1-2 right now. And you're already hearing, because again, and it's only going to get louder as Jaden Daniels continues to succeed. But as Marshall said, I guess R-E-L-A-X.
Bears fans.
He thinks he'll be just fine. Again, the whole What the Football can be gotten on our YouTube channel. Back to wrap up this show on the Roku Sports channel in a moment.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt, movie director James Mangold.
I'd want to turn Bob Dylan to a simple character with a simple thing to unlock that then makes you go, ah, now I get him. First time I sat down with him, he said, what's this movie about, Jim? It's about a guy who's choking to death in Minnesota and reinvents himself in a brand new place, becomes phenomenally successful, starts to choke to death again, and runs away. And he smiled. He was like, I like that.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.